Lord Gimel, what we had last time was, Mahalach of Rashi. We had Mahalach of Nosson and Rabbanon. It came to a show, pushed another show into a pit. One example, show town pushes another show into a pit. Or if an animal fell in a pit due to some outside noise, startled. In those cases, who's responsible for the payment of the damaged animal? Is it the balaboy? Is it the one that pushed him in? Or maybe Edmond Potter, if it was startled, maybe Edmond Potter because it was the grandma. That was a big shining mark. It's important to come out of the club, the rule. Bottom hole, you go according to the one who instigated it. The one who instigated it is five everything. One instigated, if it's possible to be Machayev, he'll be Machayev everything. One who received it, meaning Mr. Boy, the Kuntra Bonan, it's nothing to do with him. Somebody pushed him in, somebody started it. Okay? So, as far as Mr. Boy is concerned, he'll tell the Nizik, he'll tell the person who animals are destroyed, what do you want from me? Go to the other person. So, he'll go to the other person. If the other person was a show, he'll claim total damages from the show. If the other person was a chiseler, we'll get nothing. Not from Mr. Boy and not from the chiseler. From the Boy, it has nothing to do with him. It wasn't him, it wasn't orchestrated by him. From the courier, we don't get anything because it's a girl. That's how it comes out according to our Rashi. Okay? We're clear. Shit is Rashi. Rabban on hold, you go according to who caused it. The one who caused it, if he caused it and you can claim from him, he pay everything. And the boy who received it doesn't pay anything. That shit is Rashi, that's Rabban. If Nosson, we'll see basically the same, I think Rashi takes it. If Nosson holds, no, also the one that received Mr. Boy is also a factor here. It's also a factor, he also has to pay his share. So, if the person, the Bala show, would have to pay his share, 50%, so the Bala boy would pay 50%, because he also has to pay his share, he's also a partner in the crime. Now an extra chiddush, of course. The first chiddush is, I'm chiddushing you, everyone. Don't report to the one who goes, who instigated it. We go according to both of them, the both partners. Second chiddush of Nosson, if we have two partners and one of them defaults halachically from payment, he would be unable to claim from it due to some halachic din, then the other partner has to make up. So in a case when the shoyer pushes an animal into the pit and the animal dies, so the balaboy is a partner and the balashoyer is a partner. How much can you claim from the shoyer? If he's a lord, you can claim 50%. If he's a town, you can only claim 25%. So who pays the remaining 75%? The other partner. Why? Because he's another partner. The rule is, if you can claim for one, if you're unable to claim for one partner, the other partner has to pick up the slack. They have to pay the rest. Yeah, that's Shitzel's Rashi without him also. Now, Bonner, you go from the instigator, and also you don't, they're both equal partners. And an extra chiddush with us from Nosson, if one can't pay, the other one has to pay the rest.
But it's only the question about the board, not the board.
Hmm?
It's only about the board. The board.
Yeah, that's what's the base. The place
of
the.
Even on the basis, like,
We'll get. Okay, so that's your Shitzel's Rashi. Okay, if we're clear on Rashi, we can go to Tosis. So if I have a vote from everyone that they claim, we can move on to Tosis. So, David, if we're clear on Rashi.
Right, that's what I like to stand here.
No. Okay, let's make that note of Rashi. Rashi instigator, a bottom instigator. Pays everything. The Balaboy doesn't pay anything.
According to the Rabbanon, I should understand it, go after the instigator. But it's the Balaboy was the one that created, he's still a Moshea by creating this pit. And that pit has the potential for the Misa. Whereas it's challenged, but stonus. Sure, and yet they were still going after one place they are. I mean, you know, they didn't create a nascent situation like yourself. But the other
thing. You're talking about the last case of the Gemara, which we have the answer. But you have to have the this case, we have to talk about the best of.
You're ahead of the best of.
Where's the lunch and all of
the. I'm sorry.
You're ahead of
the game. But
if another show puts another show inside.
You said one. Normally, yeah. It's not normally.
If a show pushes another show off the cliff, that's what happened then.
Okay.
It wasn't just pushing it into a boat. The show pushed something into a boat. Like we said, the other person's
right,
hammer
to fill. The death is the
and how did that tend to often happen? If somebody pushed an animal pushed another animal into a cliff of 10 walking. So what caused the death? The one who instigated it. I don't care the issue, man. Let's put in how the Obama was saying. Imagine if there was a natural pit there. Nobody had dug it. What would you do? The Bala Sher would have been a kayak today. Right. So here also, there's no other part. Because as far as the Obama is concerned, there's no other part. Right? Because there's only one.
Even though there is a shape, Bala
Sher. Sure. Okay, so that's the progression. Moving on to the places now. Places, Bala Sher, there are three places. Two of them are dead easy. One of them is three quarters easy. And the other quarter is. So let's do the first easy part. Bala Sher, this place, the second place on the page, Bala Sher, is giving the Das Hayam Bono. Bono holds that you go according to the instigator and show his Kai, the Bala Bono's part, right? There's places. How much of the Bala Sher Kai? You remember the partner? There was a Bala quote there. So how much of the Bala Sher Kai? Punta Rashi, how much? Punta Abonon? 100%. So places. Fish Mester. For Bala Bodhi Potter. Of course, the Bala Bodhi is also a partner. He was a fish share here. Of course, he's a partner. But the Bala Sher only has to pay his half of the damage, which is 50%. So why? Why is the Bala Boy off the hook then? If he's the partner, why is he off the hook? Then the place is the new swallow. Bala Boy bottle, the Gami, Zay Sakosu. So Zay Sakosu, maybe not Bal Shomo, Shoy El Kamoy. That's the words of the Torah. And Tasis understands from these words, Me'atzmoy. The not Bal, it fell on its own accord. The Loishi, Pinu, Achim, not other people pushed it inside. Because the preacher's big camera, this is really explained elsewhere in the first period. The Dais is telling us a completely different Havana in the Malik of Havana and Rabnosa. Still now we understood that there's a double Malik between Rashi and Rabnosa and Rabnosa. Come to Rabnosa, A, you go come to instigator. And come to Rabnosa, you don't go come to instigator, two partners. B, second Malik is, and come to Rabnosa, you pay your share. And according to Rabnosa, no, you have to something to pick up the share of the other part. To Machlekesim. When does it manifest itself? In the case when one show is shoving another show into the pit, the Bala Boy is potter, why? Says Rashi, because you go from the instigator. And the Bala Sher to pay the whole thing. Because that's where you go. You go according to the person that caused it. This place is Machlekesim, that's not the Sher. It's one Machlekes between Rasa and Bonon. Very simple Machlekes. Everyone agrees it's partners. Two partners. You know, never go come to the instigator. But the reason why you're potter, the Bala Boy is potter, is to the end of the talk. Well, how much does the Bala Sher have to pay? You only have to pay 50%. Why only 50%? Which is where Bonon is that you only pay your share. You never have to pay another person's share. You only pay your share. Simple thing. Why is the Bala Boy bottle? Because it's a patur, the Loisha Gulu Achim. That's why the Bala Boy is bottle. Yeah, the patur, it's a patur. And why is the Bala Sher? How much is the Bala Sher? The only five is 50%. Comes along from Nosim. What's Rav Nosim hold? I said there's only one Machlik. It's one Machlik in the Etzem Chish Mishnah. Another thing, and he disagrees on this Joshua. And he says, no, even if you get shoved in by somebody else, the Bala Boy has to pay. even if you got shoved in due to some other cause, the Baal and Bohen have to pay. And therefore, both of them are partners, and both of the partners they can claim from. So you have to claim from both of them 50%, 50%. If the Shoitan can only pay 25%, then you would pay 75%. Right? So what's the machlekes between a bonan and a nosa? According to Tosfos, there's one main machlekes that if you can claim, but you need to pay, if you come to a bonan, you only pay your share. Come to a nosa and something, you have to pay more. And there's another machlekes, if a show gets pushed in, it's pushed in, is there a patur for the balabai? Is the balabai of the hood? According to the nosa, the balabai is not of the hood, according to a bonan is of the hood. Right? On a whole, there's a patur for the balabai.
You know what Tosfos is reading? Into the pastor, it's on the shah.
Yeah. We didn't find that in the code, obviously, apart from the Tosfos said that earlier. It's not one mentioned in the Gemara. Sure.
And I'm saying, how unusual is that for a nation to be partially?
Yes, you're going to have to learn the circuit that you're given, probably based on something. But he understands that's what the Gemara is saying. There has to be some type of machlekes. Okay, so that's Shittus Tosfos. Tosfos told that there's a patur for the Balabai. The patur for the Balabai. Come down, I love the Maisa. What would be if a Shoitan pushed, it comes to a bomb, Shoitan pushed an animal into a pit? How much would the Shoitan have to pay? He would have brought him to that. Might he pushed him into a pit? Somebody said something on the
25%?
One on the R part, right? Both of them are partners. The Balabai is bottle because he's got a tool. But the Balashoi is a Shaitan. A Shaitan paid him half of what he would have had to pay and been a Murad. And then the Murad only pays 50. Shaitan only pays 25%. The guy, unfortunately, comes to a bottle on the damage, the one that got damaged, he lost 75% of his animal. 75% of his animal he lost. Comes to Rashi, if it's a shame word, you'll pay 50%. If you pay 100%, so if it's a shame word, you pay 100%. And if it's a shame time, you pay 50%. And one that animal got lost 50%, like every shame time. The Kundarashi, instigated about it, but he said nothing. He's not acting to do anything with this. One partner, one guy, not partner. One guy, he missed the show. But he, he did everything. So whatever the halacha is, by everything, Shoyim will pay everything. Shoyim pays 50%. According to Tosfos, no, there's a part. And one partner is completely partner. And the other partner has to pay whatever the halacha is regarding a partner going. So Shoyim will pay 50%, and Shoyim will pay 25%. He lost. Right? So, by a live sugar. Next thesis. Balabai Mishahamet is now going to Das Harim Nosson. Ibn Nosson said, the Balabai pays 50 and the Shoy pays 50, so I say more. The Balabai pays 50. Why the Balabai pays 50? Because the animal fell in and damaged. 10 thesis are Chidush. Now, this thesis is a thesis that we've mentioned a number of times already in the Chazor. And it's something when you go to sleep at night, you should think about it. It's not like that. We're talking about one type of animal fell inside the pit. So in places we're talking about a shaita and halapalaya. We're talking about an animal that's unable to protect itself. Either it's a shaita or even a peker that's going at night. And it's unable to look where it's going and protect itself, and therefore it fell in the pit. About it was a pesher. You shouldn't have left this pit open. And that's why he has to pay. But the Eva Pekah for you. If we're referring to Eva Pekah, that's going in the daytime. Our Tanina now, we've already learned earlier in the bottle. We've already learned that the Pekah is bottle. It may be, when do we know if you get this bottle? That's only when it's going, when it fell on its own. But, this is also, so it was really, I was really down there. I will keep it off in time. Other animals cause them to fall in. Maybe the Balabar is high. Why should we say that? Because why is Pekah bottle? Why is Balabari bottle Pekah falls in? Because Pekah couldn't see where he was going. Maybe he got shoved in from behind. He couldn't see where he was going. Then the Balabari should be high. Like Rashi said, actually, Rashi held that the case of Mehmet in Sky, we got re-ended in Sky in Cain. If that would be true, even if he falls in on his own, it's an onus. I've never seen an animal fall in. So what? He lost the Ibshia. The person that repeated, he lost the Ibshia. Why was the Ibshia? And he put on the swallowing. Maybe he was falling due to other swallowing pushing in. The safer bonus and actual fact, he fell in on his own. So it's an onus. He lost the Ibshia with safer bonus. He should be a tired back. We should tell him to get his bottle. If we get falls in the bottom of his bottle. Why? Because the owners, he should have looked where he was going. So what? I want to ask him here. This same animal could have been re-ended and landed in the pit. So it's Rosh here. So I can be bottled for Pekea. LMI, what states is one approved from this? LMI, LMI, it must be Shoei Pekea will never fall. Shoei Pekea, Nishma, Yopeh, will guard himself well. Or Mr. Achim called Kachman Aboya keep very big distance from the pit. Shem Shvoyim Achim Yabrim Rabbido the Tzuvim. And there are the Shvoyim will be able to push him inside in this pit. The Tzuvim says, it's much out from the Sikha. If we see that a big chaos that falls in the daytime, you're about to fall. So it can't be that there's ever a time when a big chaos would fall in the pit. It can't be at the time when Pekah should be expected to fall on a pit, because if it would be, there would never be a tour. Because lots of shavers say, well, in this time, there would never be a tour. So what do we take from here? If we see in the end of the day that the Pekah is bottle, the bottle of Pekah falls in, so what do we take from that? Must be that there's never a situation that a show of Pekah would fall in a pit. But never situation on its own, obviously not. And also not in there, being re-ended, being shoved in from behind. There's never a situation that the show if you get should fall in a pit. So what's trying to have more? It said the Balabar is tired for a show they got pushed in. Answer is, we're talking about a show if you should have got a show that the matter should have expected that falling. Falling, get pushed in, I should have expected that. But show if you get will never fall in. How can we say show if you get will never fall in? Being shoved. Yes, they keep a distance. They know where there's a pit in the daytime, and they know there's wild animals around, and they don't walk on the brink. They walk further back. So they must be able to withstand it.
Just a little bit fascinating. How does Tichlas of the Shia apply?
Because when he dug that pit, he was a pit Shia regarding what? Regarding this animal. Why, this animal could at this very moment fall in the pit. Oh, it's a Pekah. Yes, because there's other animals shoving it. So this animal, I'm a pesher. Now, I actually fell in the pit through an onus. Because it fell in on its own. So what? Because also pesher said, when it's a part of your time.
No, it's all back with you.
Which story?
Where?
Teja Bopé.
Yeah.
Ah, Teja Bopé. Teja Bopé.
Yeah.
Where?
That's
perfect. Yeah. You show it to me a possible in the Torah, it says such a thing. No, those are stone.
No
possible. No
possible.
No. How do I mean you find one? But there is no such thing. It's both in not in the old one. So there is a That's what we have to understand. What the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says your bottom and falls in. First, understand the problem with your holiness. If that's the reason why you're going to give holiness, then it must be that you can never ever be a pesher for this animal. Because if you were a pesher for this animal, then we have the normal principle also mentioned in the Gemara, philosophy, pesher. It's a different holiness, your chayim. I dug a bit. Oh, holiness animal fell in. You were a pesher. This animal could have fallen in some other way. How can you be potter? And as Yossi rightly says, Torah says, it's actually not fair, that you're potter for Bikea. So, what's Pshat? The third side, tell you the Pshat. Because Bikea could never be pushed in. Never, ever be pushed in.
The same perfect definition, short of pushed in, has to be.
Most cases would be a Chesh. And if it wasn't, if it was a Bikea, then it's an Aina.
No,
it was a bikkur. Then it's an anus.
We live in the world. We're not great. We can try to pick out some grass and find the bit at the top of the bit. Another shrub comes along and pushes him in. Meeting not the gap.
The gap. What does that do? Such a thing, man.
We're not the gap. We'll go deep over there.
Not one kind of place where it could be killed. Yes. Not so difficult to understand. Yes,
you would. It's super difficult to understand.
You wouldn't do that either.
A mother tells their kids, be on the side of a number on the street. And then the kid on the side of the right by the edge of the project. Not even that close.
Because you're talking about a kid.
I'm just saying.
We're talking about an army. Capacity would have that. Right? And here we're talking about a stroke. Yeah, should have a natural instinct. And then you look a little bit about nature videos. You can see amazing things how the kids, how these animals have more brains than we'd ever dream about. So, and it's in their natural world, in their instinct. So, Mamela, if you care, has that instinct. He knows there's other wild animals around him, and he'll keep his distance. And if he does fall in, it's not Mukhak, he was a Chayyid Shaitan, but it's an anus. And I'd be possible. If it was there before him, I'd be possible. Right? Like the Mishnah does talk about care, falling in, it's possible that. Because it's an anus. That's just his basis. And this is one, another Machlik of two Rashi and three. What did you get? Tell us what you said.
No.
Who cares whether you like it or not? Completely talked Shkafiya. Sorry, you don't say something. Why don't we say it? Telling us the Shad and the Sugya. It's not for us whether we like it or not. You have to bring it to understand it. It's not even so hard to understand. It's just a certain fact that made you think. Listen, you were brought up in New York. You've never seen a map. Right? But these places, they lived in Europe. There were animals there. And they service knows that be care. He said this no one does not in the Sugya that the care keeps a distance. Therefore,
the argument Rashi.
Oh, she's not Rashi. Now, one second, let's try and look at Rashi Shiva and then we'll go after. But Rashi does say that the care gets written with the battle voice. So obviously, can't be called an ogre. Right, it's kind of like otherwise it would be a chayv. So, from the Rashi, animals don't keep it. Right, my colleague is right to say that animals keep it. But what is difficult with the Rashi is the why, if he falls in, what he falls in. Ready? What he needs. Lots of shares that are in it. You're up, how you fall in. What's Rashi going to do with chasing the problem? It's clear that the cat falls in your bottom. And according to Rashi, if he gets pushed in, you're chayiv. Why are you potter if you're falling? You would be shayiv. You left this pit there open in a way that animal can be pushed in. So why should you be potter if it falls in? You would be shayiv. You're pshir. Call anything you like. Also pshir. Good. You call it even. So what? Can also pshir. It's over in it. You're chayiv.
You don't watch. You're not going.
So my name is. So what?
He did himself.
Oh, very good. And that's what we said a few times. Rashi learned the different mahana. Why you're bottled by Bikea? Because the animal did it to himself. The reason why I'm bottled by Bikea, of course that was a fish share. But it could have got re-ended. An animal that kills itself, I'm not going to pay.
It's not economics.
I'm not going to pay. It's just, you call me a pish, it doesn't make a difference. I mean, a pesher is only a chayiv for things that it did to other animals. But what an animal did to itself, I'm not chayiv. Your animal killed itself.
That's what you're talking about.
Take the money from your own animal. What do you want from me?
Are you appreciate you left the pit open?
So what? Nobody asked your animal to commit suicide.
And that's what your animal did.
If it got re-ended, well, I appreciate I'm carrying it. It didn't kill itself. And I'm trying to be. If it killed itself, is it? If it's all called killing itself. I'm not sure it is. Nobody asked your animal to kill itself. That's the thing that comes back from Tirashi.
That's
a bit
of a question.
No. No. The Gemara says it's for Havaloshe. Now you know the word Havaloshe is in. The Gemara says the word. Not Havaloshe there in Hebrew. The Gemara used that expression of that another day. And how to understand it, no mission is out. Either way. I
don't know that. It tells me that I'm just. That's for
him.
Yeah,
yeah, so. But I think Baramoy does it really this far, and it must be Rashi also. It must be. This is the Rashi speaking now. It must be Rashi all. That's the Pshat. And the Machlik is Rashi places why, then which way you want to start from. Machlik is Rashi places why Havalosh, why Ibrahim Yuni is being done in Pshat. From the places, the Ines. If that's the Pshat, then it must be, he can never be rear ended either. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a Pshat Oynus. Right? So, if that Pshat can never be re ended, so what Pshat now is tomorrow? What is the Rachesh? From the Rashi, the Berlin Yuni Mazel means that he shouldn't have killed himself. If he can't kill himself, okay. If he can't kill himself, so we've got Mariah, it's because of Oynus, and so he shouldn't have killed himself. So, why if he gets re ended, then you're going to be tired? Well, that's good. The Bishar, why not? Bishar, and we can be talking about Kiev as well. And therefore, this Gemara here as well, we'll be talking about it.
The challenge of Rashi is that
Kiev. Then,
we're talking about animals protect themselves, I think, of course.
Right.
Animals, it's almost like that, grass.
Yeah, well, they do sometimes. You hope that for a bit. Then there's one of the obviously okay. We have two vets. Yossi, the big vet from New York, says an animal doesn't guard itself so much, and another from New York, also from New York, says animals don't commit suicide. On this, I'm happy to accept both Rashi and Tosafot. Okay, just agree to that. There is a
separate of people getting attached to the person, but then we talk.
Right. The main thing we did see a Gemara about something like this. The Gemara says, I don't know if you use the word commit suicide or not, because he gets depressed. So we have to do that. Then we did have a similar Gemara in Zion with these, where the Gemara says, if an animal causes damage to itself, the balabotum, the person does not pay. If you put poison in front of an animal eats it, so the animal's the one that caused itself its own demise. Not necessarily because it was depressed, but the animal caused its own demise. If the animal, the one that caused it, you don't need to pay for it. So whether or not animals get depressed is not a relevant factor. Rashi holds here, this animal, it caused its own demise. It could have protected itself, and it didn't protect itself. Why didn't protect itself? Not a business. And then the press is not really relevant. The animal could have protected itself, and it didn't protect itself. And because of its lack of its own protection, it killed, it died. And I don't need to pay for it. I don't need to pay for things I could. The animal caused either. So that avoids any of the issues of social psychology plan. So, next place. At this place, the beginning of places is reasonably easy. Learn from some I found it. Remember, the Gemara said, what's Pshat? And Machlokes had two prices. One price said there is Nosson. Nosson says that the Balabai has to pay in half. And the other price said there must be the end to pay three quarters. What's Pshat? When does the Balabai have to pay three quarters? And the Gemara said that if the show is the show town, then he only pays, so time he pays a quarter, and the Balapoy has to pay the rest, it's pay three quarters. You must have to understand it. If each of them did kulin, they got it. If each partner is considered as if he killed the whole animal, he was totally b'sher. If each one was 100% b'sher, then why should the balha, why should the shoytan, only pay 25%? You went that from being 100% responsible to only paying 25%. That's the Gemara's question. If each one is only considered 50% responsible, then why should the employee have to pay 3/4? That's the shadow of the Gemara. And the Gemara said, you know what? Each one is only 50% responsible. So why is the Gemara? I'm skipping this. I'm going to pay it. Gemara said, as far as this is concerned, each one only 50% responsible. And why is the employee have to pay more? Why did he have to pay 75%? Because it was found in his pit. And the person, the dead show, you can say, I found it in your pit, you do it. Whenever I get the other guy, I'll get the rest you have to pay. And that doesn't make so much sense. Because if he's only 50% responsible, so why should he pay for more? So what if it was found in his pit? But why should he pay for more? It's only 50% responsible. What's the shot? That's the place of discussion. In Toyma, the only long top I bargain is going to not toy the British cat. In Toyma. Correct? Toys, given the bargain is the over. Since he only did 50% of the debt, so he's only 50% responsible. Matz for Hizu, what's the logic? The Mishum that Ashkechi the boy, since you found it in the boy, Mishalim Yusa, Mimashi Hizu, you should pay more than what he actually damaged. What's the logic? What's the svar for such a thing? Where's the logic? He's only 50% responsible. So you found it in his pit. So what? Why should I pay more? So because of this, the re wants to say new shot. And then he retracts from it. But the Hoya wrote to re the farish. The re wanted to say a new shot in the Gemara. The Hawking Kamana. When you have two partners, Hai Palge Zeke Ovid Ba'alme. Generally, when you have two partners and they're both equal type of partners, then they're both 50%. They both did 50%. You can go Mishnei Shvarim, should be. If you have two Shvarim that together ganged up on a little sheep and killed it or damaged it, so we look at each of those Shvarim as being 50% responsible. That's with regard to two Shvarim. Is showing Shedochav Haber Leboi, but when was showing pushing another animal into the pit, Haboi Kule Hezeka Ovid. With a show and a boy, we don't look at it as if the show and the boy are 50%. The show is 50%, but the boy is 100%. The boy is the main one that killed it, and the animal was alive and didn't land it. The thing that killed it is the bow. So we look at it, if the show has a partner, and the show is 50%, but the bow, he didn't have a partner, he like did 100%. That's what the re wanted to say. Kedom, like the Gemara says here, at Kitate, you, Mr. Bow, is the one that did the final killing. The Bibir Khoishkate, in your bow, I found it, the calf. My whatever I can't get from the other part, I'm going to get from you. Now, what's the place to say? We had a question. If you only did 50%, why is the better way to pay 75%? Answer is, it's a funny partnership. If you have two shoyim working together, each one is only doing 50. If you have a shoy working with another animal, so each shoy is only 50. If you show working with a boat, the shoy is only doing 50. But the boy, when the animal actually landed and died from the hevel or from the chalava, the boy is considered to do the 100%. So you have a boy who is full of fisher, he's 100%. You have a shoy that has a partner. So the shoy, as far as the shoy is concerned, got a partner, so you only pay 25%. And the boy has to pick up the rest because he did 100%. Whatever you can get from the partner will pay. Why the plan is long enough to pay, you're going to have to pay the rest. That's what the re wanted to explain. Why not? The Gemara says, Balaam, there's one word missing. Gemara says that if you have a show with another show, it would be 50%. Here, the Mekah, it was a show with another boy. So the Gemara is just trying to explain why the show pays 25%. Show pays 25% because the show is the difference if it's 50%. Either boy, the boy is 100% because the animal dies inside it. The head life is. Right, so here's the thing. When the Gemara said 50-50, the Gemara is focusing on the show. Right? The show is 50. It's a show doing with another show would be 50-50. And we're not focusing on the Balaam. The show, whenever you have a show, Balaam, like it doesn't matter. There's one word missing. Balaam. There's a word missing in the Gemara. It's not this case. In every case, when you have two shorim doing something together, each one's doing 50%. So, I mean, it makes sense. You only pay 25%. Why is the Balaam boy have to pay? He did everything. He's 100% of a bishop. Didn't do everything. He's 100% bishop. A shor is 50% and a boy is 100%. Okay, that's why he wants to say he didn't retract from it because of your time. And he also on the stretch in the Gemara. It's a question of the model. The question is such a strong question. If the thing said the boy is 50%, you have to pay 75%. How can that be? No logic in that. So we have to say, no, you're right. You misread the Gemara. The Gemara didn't mean to say this case was 50 and 50. There are that. Normally, when you have a show with another show, each one's considered 50. And what about the boy? That we didn't see that. The Gemara said, I did that thing. You did everything. That's what the Gemara is saying, my boy. My boy, I can tell you, you 100%. This show, what show is with another show, would be 50. So, with the boy, it's also only 50. So, the show is only 50. What does it take tonight because of it? The cause of the movie, they really retracted from this chance. The appearance of it. The ink, and here's where you have to use the little ketchup. We're still not for the half office. In Cain, Murder Nosum, a minor shining man. What's that like if you have a show Murder that God puts an animal into a pit? How much does the show Murder have to pay? 50%. That is why. Why should you pay 50%? He hated the man who should put the boy. Shein a boy, Misham El Achetzi, Mimacha Hidden. Kamai Cain, Yoel Shubbat Amor Yishoi, Rulay Shana Mashoi Mechto. Let's read this now. I read that just so slow. Now I'll read it again slower. The Balaam boy. How much does the Balaam boy pay if the show board pushed inside? 50. Come on. Why? Either Balaam boy really did 100% of the damage. But he's got a Balaam, so he goes down to 50. How much damage does the Balaam show do? 50%. So he does not have a partner. So why does he have to pay the whole 50? He should pay less. Just like the Balaam boy, which did 100% of the damage, only has to pay 50 because of the partner. So the Balaam show, which only did 50, also has a partner and should go down to 5 or 7 or some other number. Should go down. Why does he have to pay? The Balaam boy, Balaam show, has to pay 100% of the damage he did. And the Balaam boy only pays 50% of the damage he did. You need a bit of math. The Balaam boy is considered 100% per share. The Balaam show is considered 50% per share. Because, like we said, every time we have two Shvarim going together, each one's considered 50. Right?
More.
He said it's supposed to be 50. Right?
The Balaam boy is 100%
liable. No, Gemara is saying that each one is 50% liable. But it doesn't mean each one 50% liable, because the bar is actually 100% liable, but the show is 50% liability. Right? I mean, there are different weights. It's not that.
The boy is 100%.
Yeah, the actual death happened in the book, so he's more responsible for it. So you have a heavyweight and a lightweight. The Balaam boy is the heavyweight, and the Balaam boy is the lightweight. So the Balaam boy owns 50%, And the Baal Sherif is not the heavyweight, the Baal Abor, he does 100%. Okay. Now what happens when the Sherif is the Mu'ud? How much does each one pay? 50%. That doesn't make sense. The Baal Abor was the heavyweight, so really did 100%, he only has to pay 50%. Why? Because he has a partner. And the Baal Abor, the Baal Sherif, that's the lightweight, now he did 50%, he has to pay the full amount they did. Why? Why should the Baal HaSherif pay the full amount he did, and the Baal HaBor pay half the amount he did? That's not right. That's basically the Kala, okay? The Mela, this is the article chapter, right, that there's a heavyweight and a lightweight. If there is a heavyweight and a lightweight, then it's not fair that the heavyweight got a big discount because he has a partner, and the lightweight didn't get any discount. He had to pay the whole thing. He says now, he says, "Over time, Rami could have hatches, and Rami shall be here." Also, by time, you could say, "Why should he pay a quarter?" I mean, we don't know why Mu'ud should pay half. Mu'ud should pay less than half, and whatever Mu'ud would pay, the time would pay half of that. So let's say we decide that Mu'ud should pay 37%. So the time should pay 17.5 or something like that, right? So whatever it is, whatever number we're going to give for the Mu'ud, as much as the boy got great because there was a shutter, the shoy should have a great because there was a shutter. So whatever number you'll give, it's like, I mean, even to you to work out the number, it's not 50%. You don't need to pay 100% of what you did. So that the boy didn't have to pay 100% of what you did. So whatever number you're going to give for the Mu'ud, break that in two, divide it by half, for the time, it shouldn't be 25%. So what's going on? Because of this casual, we retracted from this chat. It's not shut that the heavyweight and a lightweight. It's not shut that the boy does 100% and the show does only 50%. Can't be. It doesn't make sense. Why should the boy only pay 50% of its size energy and the show pay the whole thing? So therefore, what is the chat? We have to go back to what Posh chat, like Yossi said, Posh Passion of the Gemara. Each one only did 50%. Then we're back to the question. Why is the boy paying more? Why is the boy paying more than what he did? There's basis. I'll get in there. Fourth line of the text. I'll get in there. The boy now empowered in his God. The boy. Either way, it's good. No. Sometimes I'm talking to you. Force him to it. Yeah. If it's under the written
force to stay.
I think he's okay. Okay, yeah. The boy Nami Palga is gone. The met boy only does 50. I have a passion for the Gemara. I like it more happy. The same as more show mode, each one pays 50%. I mean, neither of them are stronger than the other. So the met, the boy also needs 50. So why did it be more? I mean, shouldn't the Goma has, since he's the one actually completed actual damaging. The Toyma Kamisha, sorry, Kului. And it looks, you ask a kid who's looking at a picture, who killed this animal? It looks as if the boy is the one that actually did it. On Renon, we say, what's this answer? I had a question, how can you be more high than what you did? It sounds like this is a summer friend, it's a color drama. Since it looks as if you did so much, we make you more responsible. And then the day this guy's animal got damaged, died, got broken. To the eyes of the what it looks to us, it looks as if we did it more. We have to somehow perceive the one who got damaged. We're gonna say that whatever the show will pay, the rest you have to pay. It's more than my damage. I can't do a bomb. That's how someone explained it. But I can't do a bomb. But met there's no svara in London. No svara for such a thing. I can't do a bomb. That's how someone said that. I don't know. It comes off a bit hard to say that. But the word of taste is the doing there can be shot. So I call it seems to be the game. What you do, you want me to do. It looks as if you did so well. That sounds, those words sound very much to a bomb. It doesn't. It looks as if you did the whole thing. Therefore, Chazal made the tefani leak a bit open. You should know that these situations when you have to pay off. That's what Nelson said. If not, maybe it's like on it. You leave your pit open, you have to pit it. Why? I only pit 50%. You left open. The Balash Shoy, the Torah said clearly, you only pay 50% of your damage. The Balaboy, since it's doing that, if you did all thing, you have. I wouldn't have made that list for myself. And I think that was most of the Tanoim, not a diagonal, not his own, because he understood that's what we should be putting on the Balaboy, and that's what he said.
So, before the Balashur, the Balashur was responsible.
But the Balashur didn't look after his Ashur, and the Balashur didn't look after his book.
But it depends, not looking after your shore, not necessarily created a decent situation.
So you're trying to explain why we should be more machmir for the Balashur.
Yeah, I
didn't understand exactly like that. I understood more that, and then they together they killed up the animal, right? Mm-hmm. And as far as both of them were equally share. And since, as far as the world would look at it, they would look at it and say, if the boy actually did it, so they put it on. It's a thing that I'm wrong on meaning in
making it so long ago, it's about the book of Mulder.
Why? Let's say you did the whole thing. Why should you not have to pay? You know, to make a bit of a joke, and obviously, those who are thinking more and longer wouldn't be a joke. We understand that two partners, the one that I only did 50%. But unless we move on to some other logics, which is harder to understand, but at the moment, let's understand. In fact, we'll talk with Lula. You'll show your boy, did it? You left your boy over. Yeah, God will be screaming. You would be ashamed. You made something that can kill. You didn't just not look after your show. You actually went there and made something that could kill. And you're going to say, not for hope, or not for the Bible, or the music doesn't get paid for it.
It's only dangerous if you look at the whole case about Hush.
We're going to do text. Okay, so that's what I said. All the texts were easy until the last line. This last line is now really getting into sunset and both ground on which now that someone said, oh, it may come off and think God, me, but I can understand. And the words also not. But if it makes sure, so it sounds very much to a long way. Okay.
The part of the field, the word being written. It just says that he answered the.
Yeah, but what's the smart? We know that he's running 50%.
You're right, you must have said so.
But the pit is the pit, and at the end of the day,
the animal is lying in that pit. So what's clear is the pit definitely killed it. The shoal is outside, didn't definitely kill it. We're saying that it pushed it in, and so there was placing liability on it. It didn't definitely kill it. The pit definitely killed it. There's definitely a killing by a pit.
Yeah,
but not definitely killing by a shoal.
But the pit would have killed. Huh? Not definitely that the pit would have killed because it's animal would have passed the pit.
Yeah, but once the partnership formed between the two of them, there is a definite killing that we know. And that we have a definite killing. We know that the pit was definitely liable for the killing 100% because the shore is dead because it's dead inside the pit.
Also, you're going out of the first chapter, 100% and 50%. We needed to be the 50.
No, no, the equal to the eye, because we see 50-50, we see part.
But you're saying there's more of an onus of responsibility on the boat. You know the partners, and each one really only killed the 50%. Some of you want to perform an onus.
You don't think that's How we know? We don't know that Shulgam. So we don't know that Shulgam kills him. What?
So how can you claim anything?
That's so justified increasing by.
How can you claim anything? If you don't know that the Shulgam kills, how can you claim anything from the Shulgam? Why? He's already killed him. It's sad. I found that the Shoy killed together with the boy. The Shoy used the boy to kill this other Shoy. Had the boy not been there, the Shoy might not have been able to kill him. But now that the boy is there, the Shoy is pushing from the interval. He killed him. You can't say, well, you know, we don't understand the Shifty God. You can't judge. But then putting Yosef into that pit, another sort of thing is before they're killing him. I had there not been a pit, we wouldn't have been putting him into the pit. Had there not been a pit. There was a pit, and he used the pit. Well, that's what happened with the show. The show shoved him into the pit. And there was a pit, so that really used the pit. It's hard to say that the show didn't, not sure if he killed, not sure if he killed, he can't kill anything. The man, he did kill. And the boy also killed. For some reason, it's more near the little boy than the whole thing. And the guard in his office about deciding all of that image should be about. That in order to be a joke, a mockery, or whatever it is, they treated the other bird. And not, I can't say I'm happy with this stuff, but I'm basing myself on a friend who's feeling it. So that's some shots. Okay, let's try and get a little bit further to the end of the on my own. In here, even up here, boy, or Bolshevik, this is the ball, but not on the boy. He placed heaven on the boy, the Bolshevik is still born. The show came and tripped up on it, and he fell in the boy. So why did the animal fall into the boy? Because of the heaven. Oh, my big sim, not so bon. I'm sitting my big sim, not so bon. Good job, bon. They were the intricate, they placed the stone there. Therefore, the father heaven is going to be tired. I'm going to grasp it in a moment. About heaven be tired, but he's the one that caused it to fall in. And good job, bon. Good job, not so. So what? 50%, 50%. She said, surely, isn't that the same thing? Isn't that what we just learned? You know, mild entertainment. Might say, hospital, not a bala boy, the bala show. You know why the bala boy is off the hook? Because he can say to the bala show, spinning the rabbon. He can explain to the, he can say to the bala show, imam, you're the dean, you're the car, I'm confident it's not my bed. Your soul would have carried him, boring him, and killed him at the end of the day. So your soul would have to kill my soul. So your soul would have killed my soul, this soul. Of course, you have to pay. I'm an offer, but here with the stone, Monty, how many Bala Evan and Bala Boy? The Bala Evan sees the Bala Boy. He'll have you at the door. I'll let him do my Adam. Why should I pay the whole thing? I understand. I first stone. Okay, so I instigated that a little bit, but had your pit not been there, what should the animal have chosen? Got up. So why should I have to pay? You have a meat kill and a trip, have an offer on the curry with the board and stood up. The master alone, the master on the honor lady, he'll have Evan. Don't be a stone, so I'm not going to be an end. And then there's a with your stone, it's the one that triggered off this whole thing, your stone that tripped up like the animal. Also, start with all that you have to do. So, I'm not going to have a point where Bob can tell me you go to the instigator, and the instigator is the one that has to pay. But we would have thought by heaven it's not relevant. Maybe the instigator only has to pay if he wouldn't anyway, and he would have anyway finished off as well. If it was a case where heaven had merely started it, it wouldn't have on its own killed, it's only together with the boy. Maybe not a child about Evan for everything. Master, no, we are, because your Evan has not been there. The animal wouldn't have fallen in at all. No, but your Evan that caused the whole thing. Let's see Rashi. Niach Evan, boy, Kuri over all the Achim Bo. There was a boy that was ready dug, and another guy came, and Niach Evan swatted this stone on its ring. Bona Machrikish, Bona and Rebbe Nossam. There are no one, Bale, the Chayik. Do go to call and feed him. He caused everything. Mishum Grom of it is off in their kid. And there's no Grom here, the mystery, because that's the boy. They have another kind of boy. It's boy. That's who they give you die. Who? The Terrikal says that they give you die. The time they pay him. I'm not doing it then, I'm not doing it. So the main is possible that the Baal Ha'evan is going to be tied. Everything. For the contrary, Nostan, Ben, Shnei, Misham, because the Nostan is divided up between the two of them. Because the two partners, Bunter Abonon, There's one God, and that is the Baal HaEved, right? He's the one that instigated Abraham. That's all according to Rashi. Now, how would you understand according to Tosfos? What's Machlokes Rav Nosson about? According to Tosfos, what's Machlokes Rav Nosson about? Burn Abraham up here, but according to Abba. And this was Rav David's question, which was asked before. He put the heaven there. So now this animal tripped up in and fell into the pit. According to Rav Nosson, we come to places. How much would the Baal HaEved be fired? According to places, how much is the Baal HaEved fired?
According to Rav
Nosson. According to no. From places, 50%. Why? Because we all that the Baal HaEved, they have a shine of boy, the Baal HaEved photo because the Leishi Pelu Achim. Leishi Pelu Achim. Here's a bit of a chiddush here. When I put a stone, the animal trips on it. Then you push the animal inside it, right? The animal trips itself up. Then they regard the boy, there was something that tripped up the animal. As far as the boy is concerned, the Evan caused the animal to the boat. And Baal HaEved by Evan would be Chayev half. Right? And according to Nosson, the Chayev 50-50. What's the answer to the Gemara? What's the answer to the Gemara from the police? The Gemara said, it's the same thing. He can say, if not for your pit, it would have just got up. And then for what? Sounds like he's saying, you shut that in the case of an Evan with a pit, the father Evan wants to be off the hook completely. He wants to say that if it wouldn't be for the pit there, I wouldn't have to pay. I wouldn't be damaged at all. So why do I need to pay for anything? It's your bit. So you got told because you're able to hear. But why should I have to pay? I got to pay for 50%. I put something there which did not look like it would have damaged. It tripped, it would have gone. It was your bit that killed it.
No, but he put the evidence in front of the priest. Right. So he's taking the world as he's the one who put. If there was no
sure, that sounds a big one. The Gemara starts with saying, that the Baal HaEved, maybe you could say, Bishlam, if one life stone caused that damage without anything else, but then I'd have to pay. And here is together with your thing. So maybe you have a tool. What do you? But why should I have to pay? Why should I have to pay now? Right? So, Kama Shalom, but since, like you're saying, if it was then, but the Baal HaEved, you consider that you did damage with it. So it's really a svara, this shiny hit that the big mark fixes if it is a shot. It's really an interesting svara of a hilchos svara and putting stones. I think we include the Nosson and Baal. A svara in putting stones. What's the lot of somebody puts a stone next to it? And because of that, the animal falls into the pit and down breaks his neck. In the Baal HaEved and Chayda. I'm going to think about it, maybe not. What did I do? Animal tripped on a stone with a bark. I wouldn't have broken its neck for that. The reason why it broke its neck is fell into the boat, which it doesn't really mean. But so no, since you put it there, and if not you put it there, it wouldn't have fallen into the pit. Consider that you did it. So that's the last part of the big one. So we have now still one blood left, which is, I would very much like to go through it together. So we'll get half shaved tomorrow, and then on Thursday, by then we should be finished. Really, just one block left. Yeah, for sure. Is that okay with you? Wednesday. Tough, very good. Maybe I can see it tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
Thank you.